Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, committed to bridging the gap between adventure and adventurer by helping people select vehicles that fit one's lifestyle. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. It's Charlotte Talks on WFAE and WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. By law, Mecklenburg County must reassess property values at least once every 8 years, and the time has come again. The last time the county did this, it was a debacle. The result was followed by appeals, legal battles, and ultimately the county reimbursing property owners about $100 million after values in dispute were adjusted. All of this took years to fix and ended in the resignation of the county tax assessor. The new assessor says this time it will be a much smoother process because of improvements, what we'll talk about. But, of course, all most people care about is what they'll end up paying, and we'll talk about that, too. The new Mecklenburg County tax assessor is Ken Joyner, who really isn't all that new. He took the job in 2013, but he's here this morning. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So you've been on the job for 5 years. You knew this moment in time was coming. Are you ready? Anything to be nervous about?
No, not at this time. We started our planning not long after I joined the county back in October of 13, and we started the revaluation process really in the spring of 14. And so this is a culmination at this point.
And were you here as they were trying to get a handle on the problems that resulted from the first from the last revaluation? Were you here for part of that?
The statutory review was begun the day I started, actually. Okay. I made all of the 18 reports to the board as part of that process.
So remind us, what happened last time that things went so badly?
Well, there were a lot of things. I think you can point to the fact that our market was going through historic downturns. So there were very few sales, valid market transactions that were taking place. And the software that the county had, that all of it had not been put in place. So when all of the notices went out, they were still waiting for software to come in, and some poor decisions were made to not start manually going through those valuations, and it led to a lot of really bad customer service issues, and people just weren't heard. So we're making sure this time that everyone is heard in the process.
So this happened at the time of the economic downturn, where people were surprised to get valuations that were well in excess of what they could sell their homes for in that economic downturn. So that caused part of the problem.
Yeah.
You say that this time is going to be a lot smoother. What improvements, what changes have been made and put in place?
Well, at the time of the last reassessment, I was on the faculty at UNC Chapel Hill School of Government, and I did training for North Carolina for assessors. And I got a lot of emails from individuals that talked about the county's not visited the properties in at least 17 years. So the first change we made is back in the spring of 14, we started visiting properties and updating our physical characteristics database, making sure that we knew what the properties were and trying to get that database as accurate as possible.
You're physically sending people out to people's homes and businesses and actually looking at the outside or the inside or both?
With residences, we're going to be working from the outside.
Okay.
With businesses, sometimes there is some availability to walk through those facilities, a lot more access. But we physically have visited over 320,000 properties since the spring of 2014. So we've been very active there.
So what I have here is, and these numbers kept changing as I was reading yesterday, but you're looking at, I have 323,069 parcels of taxable property. That's overall, or that's what you've physically seen?
Those are the ones that we've seen. There's actually in excess of 368,000 taxable parcels.
That was my first.
So right at 90% have been visited. It's a little less than that, but very close.
When did you begin this process?
March of 2014.
So you've been doing it for a couple of years now.
Yes.
What is the process? When you go out and physically look at a piece of property, what are you looking at? What are you looking for?
Well, first, you've got to understand that parcel. So you need to know how many square feet, how many stories, how many bedrooms and baths, the roof structure, the exterior siding, floor covers, all of that information goes into that individual parcel. So you've got to have that information correct, or your valuation's
going to be. And where do you get that information? Is it just from measuring it mechanically or with a tape measure, or how do you do it?
We physically walk the property with a tape measure, measuring each of the sides of the property, looking at the exterior, doing our visitations.
Do you warn people that you're coming, by the way?
With the number that we've had, we've worked very closely with our county public information office to alert neighborhoods that we were going to be in those areas. We couldn't physically tell each property owner.
So when you go out and do what you do to make the tax assessment, when your people go out and physically measure and see whether a deck has been added to the back of a house or the patio or swimming pool, whatever, are you looking at it the same way that a real estate assessor would look at it if you were putting a house on the market to sell?
For the most part, they're very similar processes. In the appraisal profession, there's single property appraisals, and then what we do is called a mass appraisal. So they're very similar. What it really boils down to is the purpose of the appraisal, mm-hmm. And that scope of work with which we're working that process for the county.
When you're talking about residential property, what is a mass appraisal? What does that mean, to look at the whole neighborhood, the street that you're on? What?
Well, a mass appraisal for Mecklenburg County means that on January 1 of 2019, we will update all approximately 370,000 taxable parcels to their current market values on one date, as opposed to a single property appraisal that would look at 3 to 5 sales and come up with an appraisal date and a value as of that date. So we're updating everybody on a single date.
And do you not only, you go out and look at the property and measure the property and do a physical appraisal, do you also take into account real estate values, what things are selling for in the neighborhood?
Very much so, very much so. We will, as we said, we update that each individual property, what its physical characteristics database is. We want to know its square footage and that information. Then we establish tax neighborhoods around those parcels, mm-hmm. where we will then say that these areas, much like a real estate agent would establish a market area, we're going to establish that neighborhood, and then we're going to gather all of the sales information within that neighborhood to use it to value all of the parcels within that neighborhood as opposed to one property.
You value the structure and you value the land it's sitting on. How
yes,
do you do the land appraisal?
The land in many cases is a percentage of the overall sales price based on similar neighborhoods that will have land sales. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back 40 years and a lot of people bought their land and then they built a house. So now in the age that we're in today, many of the neighborhoods are established by developers who will buy the land, determine, okay, here's how we're going to break up the land based on zoning requirements and other things. And then they will sell a package deal to most people. We can use sales of transactions in similar neighborhoods to help us establish that right balance of land to improvement, looking at those overall sales prices. We also, in a lot of our neighborhoods now, will see properties that are purchased and then torn down in a new structure.
Right.
And in essence, when they tear a structure down, they've bought the land. So we're able to use a lot of those sales to help us come up with the land values as well.
It has been my experience, and maybe my experience is different than every, but I've noticed over the years that the tax value of property that I've owned is less than what I can get on the market for it. I'm grateful for that, by the way. But why is that?
Well, in a mass appraisal, our appraisal date is January 1 of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So as the market continues to move, you know, we all hope in an upward trend, mm-hmm. as we're seeing right now, our value will stay the same until the next revaluation. So our values are valid and accurate on January 1 of 2019.
I see.
But by the next revaluation, which we're planning for January 1 of 23, there will be 4 years worth of movement that we will then capture and reestablish the tax base again on that date.
So as of November the 9th, I understand the median increase in property values is about 53%. 40% of that increase is attributable to residential property, 77% to commercial property. Why have commercial properties risen in value so much more than residential?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that Charlotte and its market has really changed from a commercial standpoint. We're seeing unprecedented growth in our commercial areas, in the uptown area, new construction, whether it's office, apartment buildings, all of these
So apartments are considered commercial?
Apartments are okay. Part of the commercial, yes. So when we look at what market rents are today, we measure what the typical vacancy rates are in those areas and look at those typical operating expenses of those type businesses, we're able to convert that income into a value. And we're seeing where right now in Charlotte, the commercial has grown well in excess of what the residential markets are moving.
So what does that mean? How does this all translate to my tax bill, whether I'm an apartment owner or I own a grocery store or a single family home?
Right. During the budget cycle each year, the county, the city, each of our taxing jurisdictions come up with their budgetary needs. They divide those revenue requirements by their total assessed value. By us doing a revaluation, we do two things. We bring everything up to market, but now based on those new markets, our statutes say that each person should pay their share of the tax burden based on their current market value. Mm-hmm. So we're reestablishing the tax burden today based on current market. As we look at those budgetary needs, now the assessed value will go from a 2011 market to a 2019 market, and each of those jurisdictions will establish a new tax rate based upon the current market.
And that's where the rubber meets the road, the tax rate. The Mecklenburg County Commission sets the rate here along with adjacent towns and also the city of Charlotte. They set their tax rates as well. When do they decide that rate, and when would those rates then go into effect?
Okay. So in January, mid-January, we expect to mail the notices. We'll start working.
And that's not a bill.
That's just us legally letting everyone know what we have determined their market value to be. Mm-hmm. As we go into the spring, each of those jurisdictions will be working with our office to determine what their new total assessed values will be. Each of those managers will come up with a recommended budget, which will include a recommended tax rate that each governing board will then approve as we get into June. So as we get towards the spring, you'll start seeing revenue-neutral tax rates and a lot of discussions around that, because in North Carolina, each of those taxing jurisdictions is required to let their citizens, their customers, know this is what your tax rate would have been based on the revenue needs and normal growth over the last few years. Each board will have the right to establish their own tax rate, but they are required to at least let the citizens know what a revenue-neutral rate would have looked like.
So this may not be something you can answer because you don't make that decision, but what have you heard behind the scenes? Will attempts in most of these jurisdictions be made to keep things revenue-neutral, which means that even though the value of your home as assessed by you may have gone up, your tax bill doesn't go up commensurately with that? Are you hearing that that's the direction that most of these jurisdictions are going to be taking, or could they see this as a windfall?
Well, I'm not sure. I've not heard anybody expressing a windfall. In my role as the assessor, I can tell you with the speaking engagements and the work that we're doing, I've not been a part of a lot of those meetings. So I'm not really sure where everybody is looking at this point. But I know that everyone is concerned that they want to understand what a revenue-neutral tax rate would look like so that they can give a good rate to their governing bodies right. So that everybody can make an informed decision.
When you do this once every 8 years, and you have to do it at least once every 8 years by law, it can be a real shock to the system. As we said, the real estate values have gone up, commercial real estate values, 77% in the last 8 years, 40% for residential. That could be a big hit for people who aren't escrowing that money for future tax bills. You want to shorten the cycle, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
I think, what?
Well, what we're looking at is shortening that cycle from 8 to 4 years and doing the next revaluation in 2023. Okay. I told the board when I came on back in 2013 that we would need at least 2 cycles for me to get in place everything that I would like to see to get us to a really the point where we can really move forward with revaluations on a regular basis without having to make major changes.
Could you do it even more frequently? Is that too difficult to do?
There were discussions prior to my arrival that the county would like to look at a 2-year cycle. We are in the next few years putting together what we feel like would need to be changes to shorten it to a 2-year cycle.
Right.
We'll see what the climate is as we approach 23 and whether we want to move in that direction or not.
I have 30 seconds left. If people get their notices from you in January and they don't like what they see, where do they go to complain about it?
We branded our own website, mecreval.com, M-E-C-K, Reval, R-E-V-A-L.com. It'll have on our Modria site, they'll be able to find all of their property characteristics, value, sales in their area, neighborhood notes to help them through the process.
And we'll put that mecreval.com on our website for people who can't write it down right now. Ken Joyner, Mecklenburg County Tax Assessor, good luck and keep my tax bill low, okay?
Thank you, Mike. We'll see what we can do.
Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, dedicated to helping customers select vehicles that fit one's lifestyle. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com.